Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, big deal, no big deal. So we'll get to how you can see Gresh naked in just a second. But first, the Milwaukee Bucks were bounced out of the playoffs last night by the Indiana Pacers, 120-98. And post-game, Patrick Beverley sat down to kind of answer some questions. And an odd exchange happened with him and a reporter, Melinda Adams.
She's an ESPN producer.
But she's doing the grunt work, right? She's getting the interviews. She's asking questions post-games. Here's what happened during that interview.
You subscribe to my pod?
Do I subscribe to you? I do not subscribe.
So you can't interview me then.
Okay.
No disrespect.
Well, Jamal is here.
You subscribe? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Again, there were a couple times within a bucket or two. In previous games, y'all have been able to kind of get over that hump. Or maybe.
Mic on my face,
was it anything they did in particular, or was it just one of those where the bucket didn't go down, there wasn't the stop, they made one? What kind of prevented that you all from being able to get over? Like you have in the past.
You move that mic, please, or just get out the circle, please, for me, please, ma'am. If you're not subscribed to my pod, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, wow. I missed that last part, Nick. I thought it ended with, because she put the mic in his face twice. So he's doing an interview. She tries to ask him a question. She won't answer the question because she doesn't subscribe to his podcast. Tries to put the mic in his face again so she can at least grab sound while the other guys are answering questions. He politely asked her to move it, not once, but twice. So I'll ask you, big deal, no big deal. Patrick Beverley telling a female producer from ESPN that she cannot interview him since she doesn't subscribe to his podcast.
I hope the NBA and the Bucks come down hard on Beverley just for really being unprofessional. Unfortunately, this is the kind of asshat who gets to sit out half of the year. A desperate team brings him in because they're trying to add depth. And this guy's completely full of himself. He's a dong. And I'd love to say something stronger. Melinda Adams, trust me, I will at some point.
Maybe Thursday.
Don't push him too much.
Melinda Adams is the ESPN producer. I'm trying to gather myself.
Yeah, come on.
Tweeted an hour ago, I want to thank everyone for their kind words and support. I am humbled. Patrick Beverley just called me and apologized. I appreciate it and accept it. The Bucks also reached out to apologize.
Really?
I've been in news for over 40 years, and kindness and grace always win.
Wow, she took the high road big time. All right, so here's
that woman he whipped and hit in the face with a ball last night, too.
That's right. There's that lady on the sideline, too.
The thing.
This guy is an asshat.
Here's why it's a big deal. Because like a dope, like an idiot, he thought he could try and make some news, get some attention, and have people literally subscribe to his podcast.
Right.
It will definitely do the opposite. So I went to his podcast. All right, let me check it out. It sucks. It's stupid. He's not entertaining. It's not fun.
Damn.
It's not enjoyable. It isn't. There's nothing like special about it. Like, how many ex-players and, less the sport have a freaking podcast? Like, he's not saying anything out of the ordinary. So what does he do? He tries to shame some lady who's been doing this for 40 years. Like, what a jerk.
And by the way, it's her right in a locker room where you are in an open area for someone to come over and put their microphone in.
So he gets credit for being polite?
And she wasn't doing an interview with him.
No, she was just gathering sound.
Yeah, other people were asking questions. No, this is another one of the. This is like a Monty Beisel situation. Oh, I know PR. I know what you people should and shouldn't be doing. It's like, get the hell out.
It is ridiculous, though. Like, if, what if you were selling shirts? Or what if, like, Jimmy Butler wouldn't do any interviews unless people bought his coffee? Like, it's like, what are we? Hey, Tom Brady. Hey, have you logged into TB12? Are you a monthly subscriber to our newsletter? No, you're not? Well, I'm not going to answer any of your questions.
That's what you did to get the inside when he was here, is you joined TB12 yeah. and sucked up to him yeah. while he was here.
I'll pay that $200 bucks for a 45-minute session.
Either that or find the talkative family member.
All right, so let's go to WUSA in Washington, where you can find out, well, they will tell you exactly where you can find Gresh naked.
Have you ever wanted to bear it all? Here is your chance. A nudist tourism company is offering a once-in-a-lifetime experience, so obviously clothing is optional. Prepare yourselves. It is called the Big Nude Boat. It's an 11-day cruise. 11 days.
You're laughing in the background.
We'll take passengers, quote. All right, here's what they're promising to do. Take you back to Baradise. Oh. Like bearing it all.
Wah, wah.
Destinations on the trip include the Bahamas and Puerto Rico.
Funny.
Guests will need to be clothed while in the ship's dining rooms, thank God. They'll also be asked to sit on a towel
in
other areas. Good thing that they are telling us that the cruise will take place on the Norwegian Pearl, so you can make your plans
elsewhere.
On that ship, you know, another time. The cruise can hold 2,300 passengers. Will it sell out? Don't know. It sets sail from Miami on February 3rd, 2025. Might be a little chilly.
You know, ooh. I have so many questions, like how do you clean said boat before, during, and after?
There are a ton of questions.
What is the protocol? Where are you supposed to keep your eyes?
Perhaps we should move on and never discuss it again.
Okay, great.
All right, well, I guess the big deal is that these two can't actually get through it.
They're talking like they're being forced to go to it.
Well, we're worried that we're worried that we're going to create an HR violation on the air there. I don't want Herman to come down and HR and be after me. It's like,
deal than the actual story of them actually having a cruise for naked people.
Here's the reason why.
Plus, I feel like it's been done before.
Well, plus, I also feel like the reason that people get excited about these stories is that, and tell me if I'm wrong, there is almost an automatic assumption that if there's going to be people walking around buck naked, that there's going to be all kind of fornicating and sex going on.
No.
Which is the furthest thing from
gross.
The truth.
It's not some like, you know, Playboy video that was like mass, you know, distribution. Like, nobody is good looking.
Although, I will say this. If you are a smoking hot woman, would you want to parade yourself around that place naked? And conversely, if you're walking around with a hammer hanging, Hank, do you want to walk around, you know, showing everything off? Like, at what point do you get people that are just beautiful in their own way, let's say, who want to parade around and be like, so that, like the woman said, you know, eyes up, it's great sweatpants.
I was going to say, yeah. I'm not a carpenter, but I carry around a hammer.
Oh! There you go.
See, here's the thing. So I have been to a nude beach once. Okay. It's like a beach and that I went on vacation with my wife. They're like, oh, there's a nude beach. I'm like, fine, let's. It literally says here's a nude beach. It starts now. No cameras, no this, no that. Clothing optional.
There was one in Rhode Island, Moonstone Beach.
Really? Oh, what a perfect name.
Exactly.
I was like, I was kind of curious to see what everybody looked like. But when they're laying on their chairs or on their towels, their legs are spread, their ass is all hairy up in the air.
Yay.
And it is more uncomfortable.
Nobody's
getting horny at a nude beach. It's like, it's not like the old beer commercials.
No tan lines.
No
tan lines. That's right.
I know. There was this one old guy. I was like, wow, this is humiliating. Like a little, like I was like, wow, like
this is me in 30 years.
No, I wish that was me. Period. I was like, wow, what do you do with that thing? Like,
oh,
put it away.
He had the north.
And he was like 80.
He had a boat oar with
everything
him.
Was hanging. Everything was hanging. Yeah, I was like, hey, where do you want to go today? Nowhere in particular. Just take me around the lake, sir.
You pull those blinds up.
Well, that's the other thing, too, right? Is that people then, if you're on a nude cruise, are you going to get people less likely to kind of pull the blinds if, you know,
I don't think it's like a fornication. Hey, let's have sex. It doesn't seem like it's a hedonism, right? It doesn't feel like everybody's swapping
in and on everything.
It just feels like, hey, look at us. We're nobody can tell us what to do.
A lot of crevice cleaning.
I also imagine
think.
It's like nudist couples going though. I don't think people are going to like.
Well,
yeah, it's
and
not
again,
a pickup. Right?
Well, and if you're
swingers party,
yeah, I was gonna say if you're a nudist couple, that's why I said there're gonna be a lot of people who think you're a half a step away from.
A bunch of people that enjoy a good breeze.
Yeah, seriously. How about this? You add alcohol and naked people, there'll probably be some sex.
I don't know. I don't know if those two things go together. I mean, naked people and sex, too.
Oh,
yeah,
I was going to say.
But, like, nudist and swingers. I don't know if they're you know, tied together in a way, right? Like, you could be a nudist and not want to swing, right? You can be a swinger and not into being into being a nudist.
However,
you just want to swing.
It's kind of like, for some people, though, they think that's the invitation. If you're comfortable to be in front of, 2,000 people on a cruise ship naked, then maybe you're okay to take the next step. It's like that old Chappelle joke about the whole, he was like, I ran up on the guy that had a police uniform on, and then it goes from there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's big deal, no big deal, Chris.
Very good stuff.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.